Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks for carpooling with me to the horror convention, Art. It's good for the environment, and that was cool of you to offer to pay for gas. So, have you seen anything good lately? Yeah, I saw Puss in Boots. That was really good. Do you like that character? Puss, I think his name is. Do you like Puss? Hey, if you want, you can play with the radio. I'm an old head. I just like Tupac and the Beatles and soundtracks. What kind of music do you like? I guess I like everything. Oh, look, an advertisement for Cocaine Bear. I'm excited for that. That should be fun. Are you excited for Cocaine Bear, Art? Dude, what is wrong with you? Can you talk? You don't need to be, like, so committed to being a freak. Just talk. Man, if you keep doing that, I'm gonna explode because I'm Middle Eastern. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it, goddammit. Stop it. Stop it.
Hello, 911. I think I'm okay.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, we began?
Yeah,
Hi,
that's
Casey.
What the claps
Thank
were
you
for.
Thank you for coming down to Wild 7 Studios. Thank you for visiting us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome.
Listen, okay, for those of you that don't know, Casey is one of the stars of this film, Terrifier 2. Woo-hoo. What is Art's problem? Why is he like
oh,
this?
Man.
Why is he the way he is? What is his diagnosis?
There's so many things wrong with him.
Right. Now, first of all, I just let's get down to like basics. Where are you from? Like, how did you come into Terrifier? How did you come into acting?
Yeah.
You know, like where was the amoeba of Casey born?
Where did you come from?
Yeah.
Who is Casey?
I am from Chicago. Mm. And, you know, I started at... My parents put me in dance classes when I was three. It was one of those things where it was like, okay, let's put her in. And I just kept doing it. I wanted to be in more and more dances and be on stage. Started doing theater when I was 11.
Oh, wow.
And then eventually, I, you know, just being on stage so much, I eventually was like, no, I want to, like, acting is the path I want to take. I'd never really wanted to be a professional dancer.
Yeah.
It was always acting related. I loved movies. Studied film in college, and then after college, I had my first job working on a film, assisting the producers on an indie film in Chicago, and one of the actresses, she was like, so what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. Well, I'm an actor. I'm in acting classes. And she's like, okay, here's what you do. Go to New York, go to the school, blah, 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 do all of this. And so I basically from there just moved to New York and studied at a school there, the William Esper Studio.
Nice.
And just started, auditioning for stuff. And
the rest is a terrifying history.
And then eventually I auditioned for Terrifier.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I want to hear about the audition process. Like how many years ago was this? And had you heard about Terrifier 1 and the whole history with that?
Yeah. So I auditioned in 2019. Mm-hmm. And it was a self-tape at first. And I actually hadn't heard of Terrifier, mm-hmm. the first one.
Yeah.
My friend at the time, when I got the audition, he's also an actor, and I was telling him about it, and he was like, oh my God, I saw the it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's like, I watched it with my sister. It's wild. It's insane. It's crazy. And he was like, you're going to be in the next Terrifier. I was like, well, I don't know. Calm down.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Oh my gosh.
But I just did a self tape. And then Lauren Lavera, who plays Sienna, mm-hmm. we did a chemistry read.
Okay.
Callback in person. And then after that, Damien had me do like a screaming scene. But that was also a self-tape in my apartment.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like in my apartment in Brooklyn and I'm screaming bloody murder.
Yeah.
And my neighbor comes and knocks on the door and it's just like, I'm just making sure you're okay. Actually, it was really funny. They were like, I wasn't sure if you were getting murdered or having really weird sex.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, that would be weird sex.
You didn't put a sign on your door that was like filming in process. Don't be alarmed.
I know, I should have. I didn't. And then, and I didn't do it again. I was like, I don't want to like alarm any other neighbors. So I literally just sent that tape to Damien. I was like, my neighbor thought it was convincing, so hopefully you do too.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Directors love those weird, funny little things. Like, oh, people thought I was actually getting killed. And they're like, oh, yeah, it's an honor.
It's like convincing. Yeah. That's super awesome.
Where did they shoot Terrifier 2?
All over New York. They filmed some in Philly. But we were on Staten Island, filmed a little in the city, and then upstate New York near Albany as well. Oh.
How many days were you on it?
The death scene alone took 5 days. And
which,
then,
by the way, I gotta say this, okay? You have a golden ticket now because you were in one of the greatest death scenes in a horror film ever. You could spend you didn't want to act anymore. You could go to conventions for the rest of your life and just milk this beautiful jewel you've been given. Like this is
it truly is like one of the most iconic death scenes I've ever. By the way, this is a spoiler zone, so for all of our fans watching. We're going to be talking about spoilers. And
if you haven't seen Terrifier 2, get freaking with it. And watch it.
It's an amazing horror film. Yeah. And side note, when I saw it in theaters, I was just like in shock for the mm-hmm. 3 hours. And it was just like such a fun experience. It was definitely, it was like the funnest film I've seen all of 2022. But I did see the interview after the film in the post credit scene with Damien and David. With Bloody Disgusting, and they're talking about how originally you guys had less days to do it, but because of the pandemic you guys had more days to film that scene, this crazy death scene featuring you playing Allie. So what was that like you guys were filming this while the pandemic was happening, mm-hmm. like in 2020?
We filmed in December of 2020. We had started filming the scene in February of 2020, right before lockdown, of course. And so we had only filmed one day, and there was something about it where I could tell Damien was like, this isn't quite as cray cray as I want it to be.
Oh, wow.
The pandemic actually gave us more time and Damien more time to flesh it out a bit more. He added some more prosthetics. There was I think the first effect, the eye/, wasn't even in the script.
Okay.
He just kind of, that was something that was added as well.
I just showed one of our interns and it traumatized her.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
It's so good.
I was like, check this out.
I find it so bizarre that it's like all over the internet and I'm like, but it's too gory for the kids.
I'm telling you, one time, I don't know if you've heard of this film, The Room, the one that, I once met the guy.
Okay.
And this was before The Disaster Artist came out. Uh-huh. And it was just when the movie was basically what's happening with Terrifier 2, where it was blowing up. Like, I hadn't seen anything like it. And there was that one guy that plays his best friend in it, like kind of looking at all of us and being like, hey, this guy's a knucklehead, right? And then my friend who was working the camera went off with Tommy Wiseau to go do something. And then it was just me and that guy, Greg, the guy that plays the best friend. And I told him, and I'm saying this to you as well, like, I know film history when I see it. You're a part of something big. This is huge. I mean, the audience that I was seeing, they were going, they were teenagers.
Yeah.
Wonderful teenagers. They were having so much fun. Yeah. It was so wholesome.
Yeah,
the
audience
was great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's wild. It's
it must be crazy to see it too. Like, did you see,
go ahead.
Like, did you have like a screening or did you see it in theaters or like, how was that experience watching it on screen for the first time?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Full disclosure. The first time I watched it, I was a little drunk.
As you should
and
be.
We were well, so like we were in Austin and at Fantastic Fest in Austin. And we had two screenings of it. The first screening, you know, we were all just super excited and we had all gone out to dinner before and just really excited to go watch the movie. And it's so funny, like a few people who were sitting, like people were just like, okay, like just ordering drinks. They're like, okay, we're watching this movie for the first time. Yeah. Like, I need a couple of drinks before I dive in. But I was sitting next to Sarah Voigt, who plays Barbara in the movie, and we're sitting there. And I watched the scene for the first time. I'm cringing. I probably only really saw like half of it because I was like so low in my seat, just cringing the whole time. And Sarah, the whole time, she's like, what is happening? What? And she's like, you're going down in history. I was like, I was like, you are too. But also, and then the second time at the second screening, we watched it. I fully watched it, zoned in. I was had no alcohol in my system. Yeah. Watched it, focused on it. And I got really upset. Like I got, it like made me sad. I was like, oh my God, poor girl.
Yeah.
I was like, stop. What's happening to her?
It was like convincing enough for you to like trick your brain to thinking this girl is, you know,
dying. It was, I think too, it like, it looks so good. Mm-hmm. And Damien did such a great job with the effects and with the editing of the whole scene.
So he edited and he did special effects, right?
He did.
Yeah. That's really impressive.
Yeah. It is very impressive.
That's awesome.
Question. Yeah. So for those of you who haven't seen it, again, shame on you to watch it. You're on a bed. You're covered in blood. Was it that sticky Karo syrup blood?
Oh, it was. What kind
of, it was?
Well, it was fairly sticky. I remember, I was sitting on a pool of that blood on the bed, and just like the more takes we did, it was just very cold. It was the middle of December, very cold, like sticking to the bed. But then when we were doing the crawling part where I'm crawling on the floor to try to get to my phone, David specifically remembers me getting stuck to the carpet. like after we did that take, I just peeled myself off the carpet.
Oh my gosh. That's wild.
But was,
oh my God, all day too. Like that is, you're a trooper.
When you're doing that kind of scene, and you said it took many days, how do you manage your mood? You know what I mean? Like, are you irritated? Yeah. Are you kind of sad or are you bummed? How do you feel in those moments?
That is a really good question. I mean, obviously acting is kind of a bizarre thing sometimes, but I like to go in and out of it.
Yeah.
I like to separate myself. No, I like to separate myself from it. So I've taught myself how to, well, not taught myself, but through my training, I've learned how to do that. So we were just having so much fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was such a fun shoot. Those 5 days were so, there were a lot of effects. We were doing a lot, but it was like, I think we were also, you know, just kind of delirious within like the moment of what we were doing and so excited to do it that it was like a lot of screaming and a lot of like, okay, like mentally, like, okay, get in that place where it's like, okay, I'm dying. Yeah. And it's like really like a horrible, you know, a scary place to be in. But also like as soon as they call cut, everyone's like, I'm bloody and we're all like, ah, what's up?
You probably have so many cool behind the scenes pictures.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Another logistical question, just because I'm fascinated by this. Say the day is done on when you're shooting those gory scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the protocol for like, you're sticky, you're a gingerbread person practically.
Oh, gosh.
You know, like what do you do? Do they have a hose or something? What's the thing?
Or they just send you on your way. Like,
bye. Okay, bye. Thank you.
So by the end, when I had all the prosthetics on, I remember soaking in a tub for a bit And then I, you know, showered, got all the blood off. And then it was basically just me sitting there with like five people scraping prosthetics off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was like Damien has a solution that he uses that smells like Fruit Loops.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For some reason. And then it was nice. It was pleasant. But we were all just like sitting around scraping the prosthetics off by the end of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I got to ask you, what's this Damien Leone like? what kind of man is he that he puts such a nice person through such an ordeal?
It's so funny because he's a very thoughtful, more reserved and quiet person. Mm-hmm. But he is also just one of the nicest people.
I knew it.
And it's...
I knew he was a nice guy. I knew he was a nice guy.
Really a nice guy. So is David.
I've heard...
David is this gentleman, right?
David is the clown.
He
plays art, yeah. They are both two of the most genuinely kind people I've ever met and worked with.
It's always that way. It's like, you know, people that work in like the horror space, you assume because they're making such horrific films that they're a little, I don't know, something. But I mean, we're in that space too, so... I assume that about him. Yeah. Like when I first met Nas, you know, he sent me his script, Debbie and the Devil, and I read it. And I was like, this is demented. Like, and I'm meeting this guy. I'm going to meet this guy for coffee. And I'm like, should I? And he's like the nicest guy ever. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So I always assume that horror directors are just like the sweetest people and people that play clowns as well.
I mean, yeah, it's wild because... I never, and you can tell right away with a person, you know, and Damien, in his casting process too, was like, I need to make sure that these are people who are not going to give me too much of a hard time.
Right. Yeah.
Going through such an intense filming process with, you know, cause every character, you know, has to go through some sort of really intense moment. With any like death scene or anything like that. So, and then also like being able, Damien's also just such a nice guy where like, if you had any concerns at all, it's like at least for me, I can't, you know, speak for other people, but at least for me and what I got from being on that film was that like, you know, you could communicate something. If you were nervous about something or you were like, I just want to make sure this will make me more comfortable for the scene.
Right.
And he was just so open to those ideas and to like talking about that and making sure that everyone felt comfortable.
Interesting.
And
super important on set.
Mm-hmm. Leone, you're a good man. You're a good man. You passed the test.
Yes. Yeah.
I have to ask, making an independent film can be rough sometimes and stuff. Were there any tensions on set? Like, especially with Gore. Yeah. any tea you'd like to spill for us? Anything? We love gossip here.
I mean, it was just such long hours. I feel like there was always something. I mean, there's always something in indie films where it's like, I feel like it was more for like on the production side rather than for me, of course. And of course that happens with productions, but it's like with indie films, it's like, okay, do we have enough paint for this wall? Do we have enough,
blood?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, do we have enough time to do all of this? And, and you end up making it work.
Right.
But I mean, of course there's always
like you can
something.
Feel the stress and
and it's long hours, it's long days. Yeah. People aren't sleeping enough.
Mm-hmm. How many hours were you guys filming? Like just traditional 12 or like longer?
Sometimes it was longer.
Yeah.
And like, I know, you know, Lauren and David were, you know, put through the ringer a bit, very long hours. But, I know, it was, some days were shorter, some days were very long.
Yeah.
So,
I love these, you know, projects where everyone's just down to commit to make something as great as this film, you know.
Yeah.
It's all worth it in the end.
Absolutely.
You know, all that being said, do you feel like a sort of filmmaking family was formed?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Magical, isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone got along so well.
You're kind of forced to spending that much time together. But no, it's all part of the process.
But like, it was,
you're chosen because of, you know, I'm sure the chemistry and everything. So.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in the universe. Yeah. Call me cheesy for that. But I love that. Because I really do believe that things happen for a reason. And I do believe that there's a reason why specific people end up, you know, meeting and coming together to create something. And we just had a really great group of people who really believed in the project and were excited to be there. And I'm sure Damien's relieved by that, but
he should be really proud of what he accomplished. I mean, the audience that I saw it with was like, they were in heaven. They were a bunch of teenagers that loved this stuff. So it was like, you know, and I could feel just the filmmaking joy.
It was such a fun film. Like, I was just browsing my AMC app and just seeing what movies were available that weekend. And I was shocked to see Terrifier 2 because I hadn't really been keeping up with it too much. I had seen, you know, Terrifier 1 back in like 2016 or whenever that came out. But then I saw it and I was like, oh my God. And I sent a group text to my girls who had seen this movie with me. And I was like, you guys, we have to go watch this in theaters. I hadn't even seen a trailer or anything. And I went to the theaters and it was just like gnarly. And for someone who is desensitized to most horror, like both of us are,
this
film was like, I mean, it's the first that I've seen in a long time that really like made me feel sick to my stomach.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
And with hardly any breaks in between where you can just kind of like, there's like hardly any comedic relief, but there's like the perfect amount. And it's just, I loved it. I loved it so much.
She came the next day gushing about it like a kid.
And
I was like, okay, I got to go see it. And then I went with my buddy Alex, Alex Rogers. And we went to Del Amo Fashion Center, you know, made a little trip. About an hour and a half or hour with traffic and stuff. And it was just fun, man. It was just a great time.
And it's great because it's like, and we talk about like the scene and it's like, that's your scene. Like, that's pretty epic. You know what I mean? So
there's Janet Leigh in Psycho. And then there's you. You're in great company.
That's really exciting.
But I have to ask, are you a little drained? I imagine you're doing a lot of interviews with horror stuff and stuff like
that. I was. I mean, admittedly, a little drained. But I mean, I was doing a lot of interviews before the holidays, and like the winter holidays, and I, you know, I put up that boundary for myself a little bit and was like, I'm taking a break. And it's also the holidays. So I'm taking a break, of course. And so that was, so, I mean, that was nice to like have that time, but it's also one of those things where I, you know, embracing that and just kind of going along for the ride because it's not going to be forever. And I just want to enjoy it while it's here. Give myself time to rest when I can and then kind of go back into it so I don't get burned out, of course, because I don't want to like not, you know, I don't want to get burned out from it. But yeah, I think it's like just really exciting, the attention it's gotten and the fact that, you know, hopefully more opportunities are opening up for everyone involved, and we'll see.
It will last forever. You can milk this in the convention circuit. I'm telling you, you'll make a lot of money. I'll be your manager. What's it called?
Yeah, that's cool.
All that being said, what was your family's reaction to the film?
Like, are they big into horror?
Or loved ones or anything close?
I have some friends and family who I don't think will watch it. My dad did go to the theater by himself because my mom refused.
That's so funny.
She was too nervous, but she does want to see it. But she's like, I want to like watch it at
her
home,
daughter
maybe.
Go through that.
Hard. I don't know. She's just nervous, but she wants to watch it though. But my dad went to the theater by himself. It was like him and like a bunch of 20-year-olds or something. Like, they're all like 20, 17. I don't know. But he liked it. He enjoyed it. And he was like watching, in watching that scene, he was just like, he goes, that was gross. And then he goes, but then it was so long. I just had to laugh. I think there's this like uncomfortable laughter has to happen for most people.
Oh my gosh. Right.
You pretty much hit the magic of the scene on the head. No pun intended. But like, it's just that it goes to such an extreme that you have no choice but to laugh. It's so, and I say this in full compliments to Leonie. I'm not dissing you. It's absurd. Like, it goes to an absurd level where it's like, okay, come on, Art. Calm down. Why are you doing this? And then he comes back.
Like, it's so and stuff. And then like, the salt sprinkle and everything. Oh my God.
It's funny.
It's like, you know what I mean? You just sit there and think like, what's the most horrific thing that I could do to someone? And that's exactly what they do to you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So wild. But I can't imagine like your family's reaction and like.
I have friends who watched it too, and they like they enjoyed the movie. And I have another friend who was like, "Am I a horrible person for like laughing? And I'm like, no, I think that's like that. A lot of people say reaction. That has been their reaction.
If she's a horrible person for laughing, I am dumb. I don't know.
I mean, horror and comedy are so intertwined, you know. So
yeah,
exactly. That's a part of mm-hmm. your reaction when you're experiencing horror and these things. Like
exactly. So. Yeah. And there's comedy and tragedy, you know.
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Let's go back to Chaplin for a sec. Like, there's, you know, that's what that's what he stood for, really.
Yeah. No,
that's
for real.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what's funny? I just recently saw what was it? City Lights.
Oh, okay.
And that last shot where he has this look. It's almost Harper. I'm gonna get emotional. I'm not gonna cry on this. But like he looks at the woman and he's like she recognizes him and he's so happy. That's that's beautiful. And the thing is, like, I think our generation, you know, I'm way older than you. I'm an old head. but like I grew up on like say Ghostbusters and stuff and Beetlejuice and stuff like that. And I know certainly April is a big Tim Burton thing. I think a lot of our bonding as filmmakers comes from that.
And horror films, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to us, humor and horror, those wires have always been crossed.
Yeah.
And so when it comes together in a beautiful film like this, Terrifier 2, it's just really exciting. It's really great. And, you know, thank you for coming down. So
yeah. And congrats again. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have one question too. Did you always want to be in a scene like this? Like, was being in a horror film a big goal of yours? Did you manifest this, or did it just kind of come?
I never thought I would be in a scene like this, only because I am such a, like, I mean, David even says this in the Bloody Disgusting commentary. Mm-hmm. He's like, she's such a reserved, quiet person.
Yeah,
like
yeah, I just great things about you in that.
I mean, well, I mean, very nice, but like but it's also funny because like I grew up with people being like, oh, you want to be an actor, you're going to have to speak up, you're going to have to, like, you know, and I'm like, well, when I'm on stage, like, you know, I'll do it. But I also think that in the last couple of years, in 2019 in particular, I was also doing another play that was very intense about like bipolar disorder. And so I was going through a lot of like depressive lows and manic highs. And that director, and then having Damien cast me in this, I started to feel like, okay, maybe I can do this, rather than, you know, I always thought I would do, you know, the dramedy or something,
right.
like that, which I also love. I love those movies as well. But I think it's been really reassuring for me to know that people that I can do that, and that people have seen that in me as an actor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there was something that I, you know, from growing up and people being like, well, you're so quiet, how are you going to be an actor?
Right. You know what you should tell them? Go fuck yourself.
You know?
Listen,
that happens a lot, but just gotta stay true to yourself.
You know? I gotta tell you, as an old man in this thing, I've been here for a while. You don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You already did the thing of putting yourself in a great film and stuff. Now you just be you, do jobs, get gigs and stuff like that. You don't have to do shit. I hate
not to be cheesy, but the only thing that matters is like you believing that you can do it. That's the only thing that matters.
That's it.
Yeah, and I love that.
People in this business are dumb because they are always telling young people what they have to do and
how
what
they should be, how you should do certain things.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you're an old head. I'm an old head. You know, like, don't listen to me. You're doing fine.
Right.
Yeah,
Terrifier 2. Yes. Now listen, I got to put this out there, okay? I want to get Leone in here. Putting it out there. Leone, it's you and me.
It is pronounced Leone.
Leone, right?
Yeah.
Like Sergio Leone. Sergio Leone.
Yeah.
I respect you.
I wasn't sure.
I'm happy to hear that you treated Casey with respect, right?
Absolutely.
Absolute respect. If I heard anything else, it would have been bad. It would have been angry. Or something. Also, I want to give a special thank you to Jesse for arranging this.
Yeah.
Jesse was the script supervisor on Debbie and the Devil, and he's a filmmaker as well, and he's making his feature and stuff.
This is our movie.
This is your movie, and they're schoolmates.
Yeah,
they are. They're friends.
What I think?
They go to the same private school.
And you know what it is? I think Debbie took art to prom. Like they did
the friend prom thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then art was like, you know,
exactly.
Like, you just not act like that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, cool stuff.
I love
good stuff. Listen, Casey, thank you so much for coming down.
Yes.
And stuff. So what are your big plans for the rest of LA?
What are my big plans? I'm going to do some hikes when it stops raining.
there's no mudslides. Yeah.
it's been nice just also just seeing some friends and family who live out here. So,
Go to Amoeba, see if they got this, and then just kind of be like, You got to hotshot people every once in a while. You know how I said I hate how people tell people what to do? I don't like that. But you got to hotshot every once in a while. Just flex a little bit.
I'll
be like, I'm in this. It made like millions of dollars. Hello. You know, like just be like that. Flex a little bit. Be so arrogant. Wild. Be arrogant. You made it, kid.
Oh
you made
gosh.
It. You made it to LA. Very happy. Very good. April, do you have any other questions for Casey? This is fun.
Yeah, no. I mean, just... Anything that you're watching these days? Anything fun that you recommend to us?
Yeah, what's your jams?
Oh gosh, I love so many movies. But recently I just saw Broker last night, the South Korean movie.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
That's on my list.
And then I recently watched, Tar and After Sun and Don't Worry, Darling. Even
okay, I saw that too.
What did you think of that one?
It's such a conversation. I enjoyed it though.
I did too.
Conversation. Yeah. I'm gonna bring up Andrew Tate, that idiot too.
Oh God. No.
I know.
Loser.
Off topic. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I gotta say something about Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah.
I saw it. I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
I genuinely think so people were really hard on it because of sexism.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right? We talked about this before.
Yeah. It's an ongoing discussion with April and I.
Like, there's the drama overshadowed like the actual movie, and then people grew resentment towards Olivia Wilde.
Yep,
and we all kind of almost like hated her. Like, all of us came together and just decided that Olivia Wilde is canceled. But I didn't because I hate doing that. And I respect what she does. I like her films, and so I saw it and I actually enjoyed it a lot.
I thought it was well made.
It was
really well made. Like, and the cinematography too is. Yeah,
it bothered me because, especially after Booksmart, and a couple even shorts that Olivia Wilde did, I was like, I want to work with her. And then people started, shit-talking her for Don't Worry, Darling. And
this happens all too often.
And then when I saw it.
Pit these two women against each other. Like,
right.
It's like
exactly.
Team Florence. Why can't there be both?
It's not Pit
Women. But and I was so excited for Don't Worry, Darling. And then people started... talking poorly about, and I watched it and was like, I'm still a fan. So
exactly.
Great. And that's the other thing. I think people are way too cynical these days. Most movies I see that people are like smack talking on them, they're fine.
I
like them.
Especially as filmmakers, it's like we understand how hard it is to make a movie, and so we'll never like shit talk a movie and to say it was like awful. Like, no, I mean, there's something great about every film, but like these films are being made and shown in theaters because they're great. They're not just good; they're like actually great.
Yeah.
So it's like, how bad can it really be?
Yeah.
It's like
art is art. I mean, no pun intended there, but I just mean, it bothers me when people are so insanely critical of artists because it's like, well, that's what they did. And that's what, what came from their creative mind.
It's subjective.
Exactly.
Like, we don't all have to agree.
Yeah.
And that's what's beautiful about the scene is like, there's room for all kinds of creatives, to pave the way.
Exactly. That's why I can get kind of snippy with people when they're too hard on artists, because it's I'm pretty good about keeping people distant. April knows this. I keep everybody at a distance.
True.
But it's like when somebody says something about something that you created, you put everything into it, you just want to shut up. You know what I mean? And it's like with filmmaking, it's especially. But again, that Don't Worry, Darling was a good film. I'm putting that on record. Did you see Babylon?
I haven't yet.
It was pretty good. It was good.
Yeah. I haven't either. Good. And
everything is good.
Yeah, it's on my
list. Everything is good.
That's the thing is I never, people, I usually like movies.
Yeah.
Like, it might not be my favorite movie of all time, but when I see a movie, I usually end up I still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Right. You saw it.
And
it was good.
And all of its glory.
Yeah. Didn't offend you. You know.
Did you see Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio?
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen Pinocchio yet. That's on my list.
Yeah.
So
I told them it's my favorite of the year.
Oh gosh, I need to see that.
Stop motion, but it's so beautiful. It's so depressing and just very Guillermo. Dark,
not
beautiful.
Movie, but did you watch Wednesday?
I have.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed Wednesday.
Fun, yeah?
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
I was dead sick on New Year's Eve, and that was the perfect thing to watch while my brain is mush.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, a lot of fun shows this year.
Yeah.
So White Lotus.
You got flicks like Broker.
Oh,
you guys,
love
I saw
White
the
Lotus.
First episode. Very good. Very good.
You have to watch it.
I'm going
to
watch
Lotus
it.
White Lotus is probably my favorite show of the whole year.
I'm just bad with shows. It's hard for me to commit.
Oh, they're so good.
It's a problem of mine.
No, it was a great year for horror specifically.
It was.
And, we talked about this on one of our last podcasts. You were like, what are the best horror films of the year? And, Terrifier 2 was definitely on that list. So,
yeah.
It was an amazing year. know, no, Barbarian, hey, Pearl, like just everything.
Yeah, one of the stars of Terrifier 2. I think it was the best horror film of this past year.
Yeah.
Forget all the other ones. Babylon. Wait, was Babylon one of them?
No, Barbarian. Babylon
was one. Barbarian. Yeah. Barbarian. It was better than Barbarian.
Yeah.
It was better than Smile, because I hated Smile because it was so scary. It was really scary. That
no, with horror, it's like there's so many like different, like you have to choose what's the scariest film, what was the most entertaining, like what was the, you know, whatever, most polished. And then you choose your favorites. And there's no really, there's no competition on horror films. It's like.
My rubric for like horror films, and she's right, they're all different. Like Barbarian was one way, Smile was one way. Terrifier, for me, delivered what I look for in a horror experience, where it's a crowd of people and they're just having fun.
Yeah,
throwing popcorn in the air practically. It's just fun,
and then you hear, and then you hear that people are throwing up watching the film. Like I'm sure that actually happened.
It did.
Yeah, it's very much like The Exorcist. I love that, and you don't really have that. You know, you don't hear that happening too often.
It's
in this day and age where we're so desensitized to like the world and everything. So
these two. After school, they go and smoke pot in the back recess and stuff. Casey, thank you so much for coming down to the lair. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having
me.
Yeah,
is there anything you'd like to plug away?
What do you like currently working on?
Gosh, what am I doing? I'm filming a short film next week, but so that'll be fun. Oh, wow. It's horror related.
Fun.
So keep you guys posted on that.
Love that.
But right now I'm just sort of in some writing stages, some development stages, trying to get some stuff produced.
Nice. Yeah, we have writer, producer, actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll see. Hopefully, I'll have more updates soon.
Yes.
But for now,
sweet. Yeah. And Leone, if you don't come in here, Leone, good film. Good film. Our kids.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have more of the cast and crew from Terrifier 2 on our podcast one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throwing that at manifesting.
Let me just do this for the YouTube reels or Instagram reels. Terrifier 2, Debbie and the Devil.
This just came
friends.
In, and I'm so excited.
They love each other, and they're good friends. They understand each other. They're experiencing a coming-of-age drama.
Yeah,
about
exactly.
High school. Yeah, you know? Casey,
I would
the
watch
best.
That.
I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming down to the
amazing.
Lab. Boom.
Do you do the music to?
No, I'm going to do it all.
Okay, well, where can we find you online?
Let's see. My Instagram is just my name, Casey Hartnett. Mm-hmm. I am on Twitter as a college nickname called Case McChase.
Okay, love that.
Nice.
And I do have a Facebook page, which is also just Casey Hartnett.
Okay, cool.
actor page.
Nice.
Cool.
But yeah, I post updates.
Cool.
About life. Yeah.
Instagram is where it's at. I gotta get on that Twitter game.
Nice. Isn't it lovely that you came from Chicago to escape bad weather.
Yeah.
Only to come to more bad weather. Like,
I probably brought it. But sorry.
Yeah. No.
That's
how
I feel about the sun. Because, like, whenever I try to leave California and I go somewhere else, I'm like, I want to experience the rain. Like, I'll go to Seattle or Portland or Ireland. It's the hottest day of the year when you get there. And it's like,
of course.
You're trying to escape it. You bring it with you.
Yeah.
The universe is like, this is your thing.
Just a question. Do you think you'll ever, like, you know, spread your wings out here and just kind of like stay in LA for
come
a second?
To
or, you know?
It's on my mind.
Yeah.
I promise it's way sunnier than this.
Let me tell you something. You got friends here.
Thank
Wild
you.
7, we're friends to you,
I
Casey.
I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you so much for coming down.
That makes me want to move here. So.
Hey, cool. And I just want to say again, thank you, Jesse. You're the best. Jesse is the man.
Shout out, Jesse.
Looking forward to everything that Jesse is doing because he's a super talent. Love you.
Yes.
Wild 7.
Awesome, guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
On Instagram at April DeBex. And follow Wild 7 Studios at Wild 7 Studios.
I'm on Instagram, Mr.NozRed. I'm on Twitter, MrNozRed. And everything else, just follow Wild 7. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Stay up to date with all of our projects and all of our new IPs coming out. Lots for you in 2023.
Yes. And thank you again. Thank you for visiting the studio. It's been a true honor.
Thank you.
Captain Morgan, we're good.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.